Dear listener, I'm Luis Sergio Marotta, and this is a special segment for the celebration of the 150 years of the book Heaven and Hell by Allan Kardec. After the first book on the Spirit's teachings, covering numerous principles given to us by spirits who manifested through many groups and around the world, Kardec set forward and issued the Medium's Book, an amazing handbook with explanations on mediumship and its implications. Then he issued The Gospel According to Spiritism, a must-read for those who want to understand why it is so important for humanity to take a step forward and hear the Spirit's voices that came to help us grasp the true meanings of Jesus' teachings. And as his fourth book, Heaven and Hell, covering a comparative examination of the various doctrines concerning the passage from the earthly life to spirit life, future rewards and punishments, angels and devils, etc., followed by numerous examples of the state of the soul during and after death. One of the cases narrated by Allan Kardec is entitled Victor Leblouf. Let's listen. Mr. Leblouf, a peer laborer at Porte du Havre, died at 20 years of age. He had been living with his mother, a poor shopkeeper, on whom he lavished the most tender and affectionate care, supporting her with the income from his very tiring work. He was never seen to frequent taverns or to indulge in the excesses that were normal for his line of work, for he did not wish to divert the least bit of his pay from its pious purpose to which he had devoted himself. He dedicated all his free time to his mother to save her from becoming tired. Struck by a long disease from which he knew he would die, or he hid his suffering, so as not to upset her, and so that she would not try to take care of him instead. The boy needed a large stock of moral qualities and strong willpower at his passionate age in order to resist the pernicious temptations of his environment. He was sincerely pious, and his death was serene. On the day before his death, he insisted on his mother taking a nap, telling her that he too needed a sleep. While she was napping, she had a vision. She found herself in great darkness and saw a luminous point that grew little by little until the room became illuminated by a light, a bright light, in which she saw the radiant figure of her son rising up into the infinite space. She understood that his end was near, and in fact, the next day his beautiful soul left the earth behind while murmuring a prayer. A spiritist family, who knew about his exemplary conduct and who took an interest in the mother, now alone, got the idea of evoking him shortly after his death. However, he manifested spontaneously and gave the following communication. You wish to know how I am right now? I'm happy, extremely happy. Do not take suffering and anguish into account, because they are the origin of blessings and happiness beyond the grave. Such happiness. You don't understand the meaning of that word. Earthly happiness is far from what we experience when we return to the Master with the pure conscience and confidence of a worker who has fulfilled his duty and who joyfully awaits the approval of that one who is everything. Oh, my friends, life is painful and difficult if you do not hold its true purpose before you. But I can truthfully tell you that When you come to be with us, if you have followed God's law, you will be rewarded way beyond your suffering or the merit that you feel you have accumulated for the life hereafter. Be good and charitable. Show that kind of charity that is unknown to many men and which is called benevolence. Help your neighbor and do more for others than you do for yourself, for you may be ignorant of their inner misery while aware of your own. Please help my mother, my poor mother, who has been my only concern since leaving earth. She must go through further trials, but they are necessary for her to reach heaven. Farewell. I'm going to see her. Well, this was Victor's message, but the medium's guide came and sent us another message. He says, "The bitter sufferings of earth do not always comprise expiation. Spirits who, by God's will, come to fulfill a mission on earth, such as the spirit who has just communicated with you, are happy to bear ills that for others would be an expiation. Sleep reinvigorates them before the Almighty and gives them the strength to bear everything for God's greater glory. The spirit's mission during his last existence was not ostentatious, but even though it was obscure, it was nonetheless meritorious, since it could have come under the influence of pride. Above all, he had a duty of gratitude to fulfill vis-a-vis the one who was his mother. Then he had to show that in the worst surroundings one can find pure and noble souls with elevated sentiments and who are capable of resisting temptation. This is evidence that moral qualities have prior causes, and his example will not have been useless for others to follow." Thank you.